Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Robert Mount, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Commerce. Let's turn our attention now to the department. Can you describe the department to us?
Yes, I'll be glad to, Paul. The Department of Commerce has been variously described by people, but one of our senior executives said to me that it's kind of like Noah's Ark, although we generally have only one species, one of each species. But it's a large department with nine different bureaus. We do everything from collect and analyze and predict weather, collect data around weather, to collecting data and statistics about our nation through our Census Bureau. We aid rural areas and towns as a result of disasters and trying to help them do economic development planning. We have an international trade bureau that deals with international trade issues around the globe. We also have a minority business development agency helping minority businesses, small businesses in this country. We also work a tremendous amount with trying to deal with our environment, particularly our marine environment, through our administration called NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, everything from counting fish to make certain we pay attention to what our fish stocks look like, to satellites that help us get better weather data. We have essentially our own Navy. We have the NOAA Corps that works on a number of ships, and even we have a small Air Force, people who fly planes through hurricanes and things like that. We also have offices probably in every state in the Union, most major cities. We have a function where we advise the Federal Communications Commission about telecommunications policy and other kinds of things. It's quite an interesting and dynamic department.
Which bureaus within the department have most significantly reinvented themselves?
Well, I could go on and on about that because I think we have paid a lot of attention to government reinvention. The National Performance Review, run by the Vice President, I think, has been a very good thing for the government. I'd like to, let's see, I think there are probably a few that sort of just leap to mind. One is the National Weather Service. When Secretary Daley came into office, the department was sort of midway through, the Weather Service was midway through a modernization program, but it had been generally slow-moving and over budget, and people weren't certain whether or not we were going to make our targets. Well, we paid a lot of management attention to that through this acquisition of new technology, and we came in at budget and on time. It's not bad for government work, and we had a very good team in place to do that. The result of this modernization of the service and the work we've done is that we essentially increased the lead time that we can tell people that hurricanes are coming, that tornadoes are on the way, increased the lead time telling them about floods. We are able to improve the accuracy of our forecasts. They're very high as a general rule. We tell people when severe thunderstorms are coming. These are very important things for the public to know, and it's through their National Weather Service that they're getting it. Now, most of the time, that information is disseminated through commercial channels, through the television and radio and the Weather Channel and things like that. But the raw data, the information and materials upon which those broadcasts are based come from the National Weather Service. That's one. I think they've done a spectacular job in improving their communications with the public and giving them ideas about fairly severe weather. El Nino was a six-month forecast, and it was very accurate, for example. I think the Patent and Trademark Office deserves a lot of credit for improving itself. The Patent and Trademark Office has been tremendously burdened in the last 5 or 6 years because we've had a burst of innovation in our country. They've improved service a lot, trying to cut the times, patent pendency, that is, before we tell people they have a patent. We're trying to reduce it to a 12-month cycle, we're trying to give people better ideas. We're finally allowing people to begin to front-load information for patents, which allows them to pay their fees, and it also allows them to, apply for a patent at least put in a patent application over the internet. That's a pretty good innovation, putting our library of patents on the internet so that people have access to that data and information, and reducing the number of our patent examining groups to a smaller number to make it more manageable, make it more efficient. That's fairly important. The Economic Development Administration, which is a bureau and agency of the Department of Commerce that aids cities and towns and governments all over and communities all over the country, improve their economic development possibilities. It secured its first reauthorization in 23 years. The Congress thought it finally merited, and for the first time in 23 years, we were reauthorized. We have the Minority Business Development Agency is reaching out to minority and small businesses and women-owned businesses in ways they'd never done before, doing more matchmaking with particular government procurement opportunities through the internet, through electronic commerce. Our Foreign and Commercial Service, which has just been a tremendous innovator in bringing more people online and sort of showing people how new people new to export, businesses which have never exported anything before, because 96% of the world's customers live outside the United States. And if you want to grow your market, one of the ways to do that is to go beyond our borders. The Foreign Commercial Service, that is part of what they do. We've had a number of innovations that we're very proud of.
Well, I know that one of the department's major accomplishments has been the creation of the government-wide acquisition contract. Can you tell us about that initiative?
I thought you were about to ask me about GIPR again, which, by the way, I did finally remember what that acronym stood for.
Well, tell us. Don't leave us in suspense.
It's the Government Performance and Results Act. That's what it stands for. But the GWAC, the Government-Wide Acquisition Contract, we're very proud of that. That's something that we care a great deal about. What we noticed is the Clinton-Gore administration came into office, and procurement was still a large challenge for the government, the way we acquired our products and services. And we put in a number, the administration, before even I joined, put in a number of reform measures to improve the way government products and services were acquired, to make it easier to acquire materials. It wouldn't take as long, and to give us an opportunity to try to get the best value for our dollar. The result of that was astounding. It's just astonishing. It saved the government lots of money, got products and services to managers in government quicker, and also really affected productivity. That's a very good thing. We had a few things as a result of some of those changes, some of those efficiencies, that didn't redound to the benefit of small businesses that we thought appropriately we should take a very close look at. Because as we made those efficiency improvements, the number of contracting dollars going out to small businesses, both small businesses that are in the majority community and the minority community, began to decline. We thought that we could do better than that, that if we took a look at where the government's contracting dollar was being spent primarily and where there would be increases in that contracting dollar, it would be in the technology sector, the information technology sector. So we at the Department of Commerce created what we call a GWAC, designed for information technology services, operations and maintenance services and IT, engineering services, security services for IT. But we limited those firms to small businesses who would participate, small, minority, women-owned enterprises. We got, as a result, some fantastic applicants for this GWAC. It's 29 outstanding firms, award-winning firms, that are now eligible. They're pre-qualified, pre-certified. Agencies all over this government can simply choose one of those contractors, give them some business to do some information technology work in that agency, and be assured that they have a highly qualified vendor doing that work. It's a real innovation in government contracting, and we are very proud of it.
Okay, I know you're anxious to talk about GEFRA, so, and everyone's getting ready for the March 2000 submission of the plans. Can you tell us how the department has implemented GEFRA and its impact on the department as a management tool?
Well, GEFRA has been, I think, a very useful tool to a department like the Department of Commerce. It's we have a very diverse department, but this provides us some kind of a framework for bringing all of our attention to our several different missions. We've looked at the department's work over the past year and a half, and we see improvements in a number of areas, and I think that view is shared by both the Office of Management and Budget and people in the Congress. When we first submitted our Gifford report, we didn't do so well on our score a few years ago. But this year, we improved that quite markedly and put us in the top tier agencies in terms of performance. What we've been able to do, we think, through GPRA is engender a real refreshing intellectual rigor and competitiveness within our organization. Organizations are competing to put together the best plans. We sort of work with our bureaucracy. They put together very effective plans, how to justify themselves every day, how to make certain that we align our goals and each individual's performance together so that we have a way of looking at what we specifically do to see if, in fact, we are performing at the level we need to perform. It's been a very useful tool.
We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.